The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Yeah, Vargas Falchi, good evening, Clare. Come and look, class, Kale, and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, well, we've got another busy program lined up for you tonight. Coming up on tonight's program, we'll speak to Donegal under 17 assistant football manager Sean Clerken ahead of Saturday evening's Crunch Ulster under 17 championship quarter final meeting. With Tyrone in Ballybuffet. We'll also speak to Donegal Central Council representative Seamus O'Donnell, who is a member of a new fundraising committee, to tell us about a new fundraising drive and a number of fundraising initiatives underway, have been undertaken by the Donegal County Board. And also tonight, indeed, first of all, we're going to be speaking to Neepadraic Lifford Club Chairman John McDermott on a major redevelopment being undertaken by the club at Park McDermott in Lifford. So quite a busy programme tonight, and as of course always we love to hear from you. You can text us on 086 60 25000, and if you have any questions for any of our guests tonight, or if you have any issues you want raised or talked about, or any discussions or any comments to make, we'd love to hear from you. So Jimmy Safford is on sound with me tonight, and I'm with you until 9 o'clock. So let's get down to business straight away, and first of all, a very good night to John McDermott. John, a very good night to you.
Good evening, Tom. How are you getting on?
Good. And obviously, first of all, before we talk to you about your major development, we must commiserate with you on the recent death of your dad, that great GAA stalwart, Desi McDermott.
Aye, his month passed now, just, Tom. He's 4 weeks from Sunday passed, and his month's mine now. It was on Saturday evening, just. And always a terrible loss to the family, and a terrible loss to the club as well, you know.
Yeah, he was a great stalwart of the GAA, and obviously the McDermott family for long have been great stalwarts of the association, and you're keeping that up in the area. Tell me about this new development and what you're planning to do.
Well, Tom, basically the pitch we have down in Lifford at the minute is a farmer's field. Some drainage has been put on it in the past, you know, but never to the extent that we're going to do now at the minute. And this plan started for this pitch about 4 years ago. We've been saving up our money. We've been saving up our money and trying to get grants approved. And that has all come together now for us there in 2017. Yeah. And it's out for pricing at the minute with a few contractors.
Yeah. And tell me, before we talk about money and finance and how you're going to pay for it, tell me, what are you planning on doing?
Well, it'll be a sand carpet pitch now. There'll be proper drainage put in. It'll be done by a professional pitch contractor. And it's just to get the water off, because we're low-lying ground as it is. And it'll be a sand carpet pitch that's going to be put on it, you know, instead of what we have at the minute, goes very wet in the winter and very hard in the summer.
Yeah, and so that's on the main pitch there at the moment.
It is, yeah. Hopefully we get a wee training area down the back as well, but that'll depend on the finances, just, Tom, you know. Yeah.
And have you got anything else planned?
We have. We're building on two additional changing rooms on the front of our clubhouse, the side of our clubhouse, with a conference and a full two-story extension, with a conference room and a disabled toilet upstairs and downstairs.
So obviously a lot of work planned, and obviously it's part of the club developing and obviously catering for your members. Tell me, any idea, and I know there'll be obviously commercial sensitivities, any idea, a rough idea of what it's going to cost?
Well, luckily enough, we have a quantity surveyor who's involved in the club at the minute. And I got quite a bit of work put out of him for very, very little money, actually, for free. So we have it broke down quite well. The pitch now, we got a quotation from a pitch contractor already. I won't say who it was, but the pitch in the training area was 180,000, with the pitch coming in at about 140 in for the training area. So we're going ahead with the pitch at the minute, and then we'll see how we're fixed financially about the training area down the back. And the clubhouse is coming in at roughly 158,000. And at the minute, all we're doing, what we've budgeted for, Tom, is to get it built, roofed, plastered, windows in, and looking like a building. And then we have to see how much the community gets behind us now. That'll depend on how far we can take it.
Okay, and tell me, obviously you said you've been scraping your and putting your pennies together, or your cents or your euros together. How are you going to finance it?
Well, Tom, we've got a high allocation of money from the sports capital there last year for the pitch. We were able to get it 99,500 from the sports capital program, and we already had a 70,000 euros grant for the clubhouse, for the club rooms. We were able to secure another 5,000 of a grant from the county council there just 2 or 3 weeks ago to buy roofing materials for the clubhouse. So it's, the money's out there if you know where to look in the right places. But between what we've been saving up for the last number of years there now, we've got 102,000 euros saved up in the club kitty to do this development.
So you're in a good healthy, you're in a position to go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, we can start it now. As I say, it'll depend on the community, how much they want it, and if we can get the backing of the community, which I'm sure we will, we should be able to finish the project. But it's, at the moment, there's 175,000 in grants to be spent. Our own 100,000 that we have saved up, that's 270, and the project, I think, is priced there now at roughly 370,000. You know, there's a price, there's a fence priced in that, the new fence and footpath they put around the pitch, but you know, that's not a necessity at the moment. What's a necessity for us is somewhere for the children to play football.
And tell me, you're having a launch or an unveiling of your plans for the public and your club members on Monday night. Tell me about that.
Monday night, Tom, it'll be 8 o'clock down there for cinema. Now, places are very limited because we made up a list at the start of people to ask, and we found out one screen wasn't going to be big enough for us at all, so we had to take another screen in the cinema. And at the minute, I think it's going to be a complete sellout. Mm. It's for free, obviously, but it's ticket only because we don't want people turning up and us having to send them away that there's no seats left. So, yeah.
Obviously you've generated big interest.
There is. Look, Tom, it's just a pity the football side of things isn't going well in the club at the minute. But the financial side of things and this kind of work is going very well at the minute. Mm. So all we can do is we'll make a start anyway, and as I always say, the train's coming and we have to just lay the tracks in front of it.
So on Monday night again, just remind us, and you have a special guest turning up as well.
Aye, Anthony Malloy, the 1992 All-Ireland winning captain, he's coming to say a few words. Mick McGrath, the county chairman's coming. There's a few people from the county board coming down, Ed Byrne and the Emergent O'Ferry, and Noreen Doherty's coming down. Her father, Kilpatrick, your local priest, will be coming in just to wish us luck. And listen, it'll be a fantastic night. There'll be a wine reception, and there's light refreshments just been served by the cinema as well. And we're hoping for it'll be a packed out house. Hopefully, and if there's enough interest, we'll go again another night. Just
and tell me, have you got any fundraisers planned or anything in the pipeline, or have you anything at the moment?
At the moment, Tom, and this was something we came up, myself and two other players, about 4 years ago, I think it was. We were training out with a training pitch out here at Ross Gear. It was snowing on top of us. It was just a farmer's field again. There was no showers, no proper changing facilities. And I says to the two players beside me, I says, would you put in €1,000 your own money to get ourselves a decent facility? And the two of them says, of course, we were standing freezing our legs off. And they says, Jesus, I would surely. I was talking to a few people about it since, and now that we are this far, I've only approached two businesses about it at the minute, and we're calling it, it's called the 1K Club. You put in €1,000 into the club, whenever the new change rooms have been built now, we'll be putting up a marble plaque on the side of the building outside, and anybody who joins the 1K Club, their name will be going up on the side of the building. They'll be issued with a gold card. It's a lifetime thing. You'll be given free admission into the home games for Neapatrick Lifford for the rest of their life, whoever joins the club. And at the minute now, I haven't actually approached any businesses yet except for two who I'm quite close with. And the rest is committee members, players, managers. And I have 15 people signed up to that at the minute. So that's €15,000 we've brought in the last 3 weeks. Which is, it's a lot of money now for anybody to commit to, but that's the level of interest we have within the club, and just as I say, them two businesses. So it's whenever people see the thing going well, Tom, they all row in behind it. And that's what I see now since we started this here. And whenever I say, because €1,000, it's not going towards the run of the club. We still depend on our membership, our club lotto. Any money that's from this 1K club goes directly to this development. Will not be spent on anything else for footballs, goalposts, anything like that. It's all for the development.
Look, at John, we wish you all the best with Monday night and obviously with your fundraising activities as well and the new facility, and we look forward to seeing it. When do you hope to get it started, the development?
Well, we're waiting for planning permission to come through from the County Council for the club rooms. That should be hopefully back within the next 5 weeks. And after that, we're ready to go because, as I say, the grant's there and we have the money in the bank to start it. So as soon as the planning permission comes through, we'll be ready to go. The pitch now, we're waiting for the pitch prices to come back to the pitch now, and that's weather dependent because the ground's very soft, so we'll be dependent on the weather down there as well, Tom, for the pitch. That could take a lot longer than the extension of the club rooms.
Look at John, the clock is catching up on us here, and we've a couple other people to talk to, but anyway, the best of luck, and we may pop in on Monday night on our way back from the Ulster Council launch of the championship. If not, we'll talk to you in the course of the season.
That's perfect, Tom. Thanks very much.
John McDermott there, chairman of Neepawry Club in Lifford, on their development plans at the club. And certainly pretty ambitious plans, but knowing the McDermott name, certainly so long linked with the club and his late dad, of course, Desi as well, a stalwart of the club for so long, just passed away recently, or yes, Giagrow Annam. Well, John McDermott and Neepawry Club Lifford aren't the only people that are developing, and they're not the only people that are out looking for money as well. I'm joined now by Donegal Centre Council representative Seamus O'Donnell. And Seamus is joining us tonight, not in his capacity as Centre Council representative, as much as his capacity as a member of a new fundraising committee set up by County Chairman Mick McGrath. Good night to you, Seamus.
Good evening to you, Tom.
And you have a number of initiatives as well, and you have launched this week a new car window sticker to raise funds. Maybe you could tell us about it.
We have, and I suppose the background to this is no different to John, who's speaking there about Lifford. Donegal have very ambitious plans in regards to their training centre and convoy. The contracts will be signed there hopefully in the next number of weeks, and that will be progressed to construction stage. So in line
that's
with
to construct the new club rooms, dressing rooms,
new club rooms, gymnasium, meeting rooms, kitchen, all types of facilities that will be required there. And it's an ambitious plan. It will cost over €1 million, indeed over €1.5 million euros, but it will be the home of Donegal GAA effectively in the county. So it's something that when we do it, we want to do it right. And part of that, to fundraise and to raise exchequer and monies for that project, we have a number or a suite of fundraising initiatives, one of which was launched last Monday night by the county officials in the county, and that is basically a car sticker which can be put up in the rear windows or the front windows of cars. It can be displayed in businesses. It can be displayed in any type of business, from pubs to salons to shops to anything, and the price of the car sticker is €20. So for the €20, you effectively get a car sticker that displays very clearly that you are supporting Donegal GAA, all of their teams. Some of that money, of course, will be needed for the progression of our teams, and we hope that they'll progress fairly well this year. And some of that money equally will go towards the development of the training centre and convoy, and there will be another number of initiatives that will come in later in the year. But this is a quick kind of rapid initiative. It's hoped that come the Cavan game that there will be money in the coffers, or that there will be money raised, and then another initiative will take precedence then and pass it by. The tickets are available, or the stickers are available, from every club in the county, and for the amount of stickers that they are getting, some of the revenue that will be generated from the sticker will remain with the clubs and within their respective clubs. So it also helps the clubs, and also the stickers will be available from the county offices in Balbuffet there, and as well as that, they'll be available on our own website and various other locations that will be advertised in the coming days.
I've seen some photographs of the car sticker, window sticker, and it's not your usual rectangular one. It's a circular one. It's slightly unique in that sense, is it?
It's a circular one, and the fact that you've only seen pictures of it, Tom, I might be in a position to sell one to you. But it's a circular sticker. It's probably 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches round. It's very vivid. It's a green background with an embossed figure of one of the Donegal players playing in the National League, and it states very clearly proud to support the Donegal teams, and it's in English and Irish. The names of our sponsors are on it, but it signifies and it shows that the person who has purchased the sticker is supporting Donegal GA, its teams and its development, and I suppose it's a statement of fact, and it's something that people can be proud to display and to have. The year 2018 is on the sticker, and it will give us an opportunity to possibly have future stickers with subsequent years, be it 2019 or 2020, and this initiative could be something that rolls from year to year, and it is something that other counties already have, so we're not that we're catching up, but we're now employing that initiative to ensure that people have the opportunity to support Donegal GA within the county. And €20, it's not a massive amount, but it will make a massive difference to the county, to the teams in the county, and to the situation of GA in the county. And we would ask and appeal to all clubs to put their shoulder to the wheel effectively and to try and sell as many tickets within their area as they can. And these would be, you know, very appealing to businesses, because businesses like to be associated with teams that are doing well. The Donegal GA teams for the last number of years have been doing well, and they can display proudly within their establishments or in their vehicles that they are supporting the Donegal teams. And by buying a sticker for €20, they will get that opportunity to display the fact that they are supporting the teams.
And is there, you mentioned that some of the finance will stay with the club. How much is in it for the clubs?
Well, what we've effectively done is we've asked the clubs to try to sell 50 tickets, and the revenue generated from the 50 tickets would return back to central funds within the county. And there's an extra 10 tickets then for the clubs to sell themselves to keep that revenue. So that's €200, or up to €200 can stay within the clubs or individuals in the club who sell them. So it's a one-win situation for the county, and also the county is giving something back to the clubs. We are covering the full cost of manufacturing the sticker, of the design and everything, and the clubs, we're asking them to sell them, and when they have them sold, they'll have 10 extra to sell themselves and to keep that revenue for the I suppose for the promotion of the sticker and for selling it on our behalf. It's a form of gratitude that we're giving back to the clubs by way of revenue.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA agus fáilte ar ais, go Gian Clark, come a look last gael a shock the show as usual with you until 9 o'clock. And before we go to Sean Clerkin, of course, who is assistant manager to Gary Duffy with the Donegal under 17 football team, who are in action in the Ulster under 17 championship on Saturday evening to play Tyrone in Ballybuffet in McCool Park. Congratulations today to Carndonagh Community School, who won the under 19 Bank of Ireland SFAI Tony O'Neill Cup. I think they're just back at the school tonight, and a big crowd out to meet them, so we're congratulations to them and their teachers and their coaches. And well, Sean, looking forward to Saturday evening, and before we look forward to the game, as a former Ulster minor winning manager, the change from 18 to 17, are you for or against, or what do you make of it?
Good night, Tom. I suppose in terms of age group, and given that a lot of lads maybe 18 years of age are doing their leaving cert, which is quite important, I suppose the 17-year-olds representing minors at this level, I think it's a good idea. I suppose, Tom, I think, you know, maybe when they were restructuring the leagues and the age groups, that possibly, you know, maybe it would be an idea maybe to leave 17-year-olds to play a 17 competition, and maybe leave 16-year-olds to play a 16-year-old competition, and therefore we wouldn't have these counties who would be clashing on the same day as with their 16 and 17 teams playing.
Yeah, and has that been a problem, or?
It has been a problem with us, Tom, you know what I mean? Gary Duffy, the team manager, and Rory Cavan have worked well together, you know what I mean? But it was going to be a problem, possibly.
Rory is the manager of the under-16 team.
Pardon?
Rory's manager of the under-16 team.
You know, we play Tyrone on Saturday night, and the losers of that game will be out the following Saturday in a backdoor game, and that Saturday was originally fixed for the Buchanan Cup final, which it is between Tyrone and Donegal. But as we're looking for the foresight of Mick Murphy, he has been speaking to the Tyrone County Board and the Ulster Council, and that game now has been refixed for Monday, the bank holiday. So, I mean, it would have been a bad clash and grossly unfair on both teams, that lads would have been would need to move to the back door game, and also them another 16 final the same evening. So as I say, for us, Gary and Rory have worked well together, and you know, the proof of the pudding is that on the 16th both teams reached both finals. I mean, so maybe that's in itself speaks loudly.
Anyway, tell me about this team. Of course, you're after coming out of your league campaign, a relatively successful one, disappointment of losing to Monaghan in the final.
Yes, Tom. Yeah. We had a good run in the league. You know, we had victories over Antrim, Fermanagh, Derry and Tyrone, and then we had Armagh in the semi-final. I suppose the final against Monaghan was a disappointment. We were 7-2 up after 15 minutes, playing really well, appeared to be in control. I suppose give away a fortuitous goal, and her lads deflated. You know, and I suppose we all say this, and over the years, they're young, and on a given day, these things can happen. And I suppose it was disappointing that they were defeated by 12 points. You know, it wasn't a true reflection of this team. You know, and you know, I suppose again, we watched Monaghan play Derry last Saturday in Celtic Park in the premier round of the Championship, and Derry defeated them by a point after extra time, and like we defeated Derry ourselves in the league in Celtic Park. So we mean the score in the game, I feel, didn't represent them. It was probably grossly unfair on the young lads on the day, but that's football.
Talk to me about, obviously you've played Tyrone already, so you know them, and you've had that 1 point victory over them. I think it was in the first game, wasn't it?
Yes, we played Tyrone in Ballyshannon, and it was a game of two halves, Tom. There was a very, very strong wind, and we played with the wind the first half, and we maybe had a 7-8 point lead at half time, but then Tyrone, as we knew, would come at us, and a game, the wind played a big part. And I suppose first that day, we got a penalty in the second half, which Cahill Gillespie scored, and I suppose that was where how we won the game. But it was probably to reflect on the game and to take end out of it. It was hard to judge, you know, I mean, what was between the two sides. You know, I mean, but we played Tyrone. I think that's our third time to play Tyrone. We played them in the McConnell Cup final last year, and you know, there wasn't a whole tie between the two teams. You know, I mean, I think I think actually this year in Ulster, I think the competition is going to be quite tough. You know, I mean, there's definitely four or five teams there well capable of winning Ulster, and the scores would reflect on that, because there's been very little, you know, the Monaghan win. Monaghan have been beaten by Down in the league, and Monaghan beat Armagh, you know what I mean? You know, so we have beaten Day, Tyrone, you know, Monaghan beat Tyrone. So, I mean, there's not much in it altogether.
And tell me, I know Pádraig McGettigan, St. Junan's player, an influential player, is missing, and I think Matthew Mulholland from Buncrana as well. They're long-term absentees. Otherwise, how are you fixed?
Yes, Tom, Pádraig and Matthew are not available, sadly. The injury's keeping them out, but we have a full panel. We have a full panel of players after that, you know what I mean? That's what panel of players are about, you know what I mean? And we've played most of our league games without the two lads, so, you know what I mean, we've a pretty settled team there at the moment.
And in terms of team selection, I know Gary and yourself and your management team, you use quite a lot of players in the league as well, so you have a fair idea of your best 15 to 20?
Well, that was one of Gary's ideas at the beginning, that he wanted to give every young lad that was going to give a commitment to the team, and Gary asked for a big commitment from day one, and he would have said from day one that any lad that give a commitment, he would give him game time in the league, and I think all 30, 31 players played league football, you know what I mean? So I know that we probably had the nucleus of a team there at all times, but those days we played, we were 6 or 7 different personnel on the field, so you mean Gary has kept a quite healthy panel together, and you know, we probably, maybe tomorrow night we're going to train, Tom, and I suppose we then decide on a final team, because there are a number of lads there, you know, pushing for places, which is a healthy way to be in.
And obviously, you mentioned it earlier, there is a back door, so obviously that takes a little bit of the pressure off Saturday evening.
Well, it does, Tom, but we're going to go through the front door, Tom. We're going to win. We're not looking any further than on Saturday evening, and I suppose back to Gary as manager of the team. Gary has said from day one the ultimate goal was Tyrone at home in the Championship on Saturday evening, and that's where he, I suppose maybe even when Gary was appointed on the 16 manager last year, he said from day one to us as a management team that we would build a team last year, and we worked a lot on skills and forms of play, and I suppose we didn't put big emphasis on Training, you mean, and we let them develop that way. And I suppose we this year maybe it was different because we're into the league and championship.
Sean, unfortunately, we got to leave you there. And good night and good luck on Saturday evening. Shinnawill on Clark, come look last year, and a shock to the show.